Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too, because she is the queen of shopping. She's the lady that knows more about why we do what we do when we go into stores and buy things and look around for things. She knows more about that than anybody on the planet. She's the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. She's also the author of Let Them Eat Cake, but her new book is called Forget Baseball. Shopping is America's favorite pastime. Pam, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Jim?
Good. It's good to have you back. I'm doing great. And
yeah.
By the way, the new book is called Shopping. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's called Shopping, Why We Love It and How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience. I had baseball on my mind, Pam, because I was thinking about, you know, these days, when I think about shoppers, some of these serious shoppers, I think about baseball. Because because some of the people I've seen lately, I think, are on steroids.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that.
They'll never make it into the Shopping Hall of Fame because I think they're juiced up a little bit. Pam.
Yeah, it's the truth. Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's no time like, you know, in this December time period. I mean, shopping becomes top of mind for everybody, and it becomes a source of such tremendous anxiety. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be. And if people want to come to my little website called unitymarketingonline.com, I have an 8-step program there for power shopping this Christmas so you can get it all done in a day and not have to worry about it.
An 8-step program for so you're an enabler, Pam, aren't you?
Well, we all have to do it. We got to get those Christmas gifts. So I thought I would apply what I learned in writing shopping to the consumers and help them solve some of their problems this holiday season.
Here's a little confession, Pam. I'm breaking news right now.
Yeah.
Everyone likes to shop.
True.
Everybody likes to. Men included.
That's
Here's
right.
the difference between men and women. Men don't like to take as long, and we just shop for different things.
That's right.
Now, nothing makes me happier than to walk into a pro shop and pick up a nice Cleveland CG10 52-degree two-dot wedge and look at it and imagine that it might be mine one day.
Right.
Now, it doesn't take me long to do that. So the difference. So I like, you know, I like doing that. But is that shopping, or is it shopping if you already know what you want?
Oh, of course it is.
If I know what I want and I go in and I get it and come out like most guys do, is that shopping?
Oh, there's no question about it.
Okay.
But you see, you're just being a typical man. You want to say it's something else. But it's shopping, just the same as.
But I want you to know, Pam, I have my pink sweater on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that indicate?
Well, sometimes I like to feel pretty.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, pink is a very attractive color. But, you know, in my book, I mean, the first part of the book that we talk about is the why people shop. I mean, and what's going on in the mindset. And I have a little theory, it's a little equation. I call it the quantum theory of shopping. And it's a mathematical equation, but it explains people's propensity to buy.
I love this formula you've got here.
I know, and it's kind of hard
genius.
From the radio. You kind of need to see it, but for the mathematically challenged,
as the Guinness beer guys say, it's brilliant.
Well, thank you. Well, it really is. Our likelihood to buy is a function of need. I mean, some need. Now, you need your golf clubs, your golf balls at some level because you probably throw a lot of them into the rough. So
watch
need
it,
that.
Watch it, Pam.
Okay, and then product features are another factor that are influence you in shopping because you know there are certain features of one golf ball that's more attractive to another you than another. It works better for you. Mm-hmm. Then there's affordability, and there's relative affordability and absolute affordability,
right.
And it may not
what,
be.
What are the difference?
You know, it may not be in the realm of golf balls, but golf clubs. There may be a $25,000-$30,000 golf club. Forgive me, because I'm naive in the golf club.
How much?
Well, you know, maybe there's a $25,000 set of
there are,
clubs.
But they're solid gold, and you can't hit them. So,
right, and they're just out of your price range. Then
right.
there probably is something in the middle, you know, that you have to stretch a little bit for, but mm-hmm. depending upon the product features and needs, you might stretch. And then there are the cheapo ones that you really wouldn't want to buy. But absolute affordability is where we just simply can't afford the product.
Right.
And relative affordability is where most of us live, where we can stretch depending upon how we feel about it. But the key factor in the equation and what really drives the whole
right.
shopping and propensity to buy is what is emotion.
That's right.
Because emotion works on all those factors. Emotion can magnify need. Emotion, because you are an enthusiastic golfer, can make certain golf clubs or golf balls look so much more attractive that you want to buy it. And emotion can help you stretch from, rather than paying $100 for, you know, a set or whatever, paying $1,000.
Well, emotion is my logo on the golf ball.
That's exactly right.
See, that's the emotional part. It doesn't do anything for the ball. It doesn't contribute to the flight of the ball or the accuracy or anything like that.
No.
But I like seeing my logo or my customers like seeing their logo or their name or whatever on the ball. That's the emotional part. And that's really where an area, Pam, where small businesses can set themselves apart in many ways.
Oh, it's such an advantage for small businesses versus big ones, because you can really make your in-store shopping environment much more emotionally, effusive, and can really touch your consumers because you know them and you understand them, and you can have that personal relationship, because that emotion is a totally human-to-human reaction.
Well, here's the emotional part to me. You talked about the end part of the equation here
mm-hmm.
is need. Emotion is want.
Yes, it is.
See,
exactly.
Because this is where you and I are separated from other animals. We're sentient beings. We're self-aware.
Right.
And we're the only animals on the planet that go beyond needing things. We want things. And
yes.
what we want, we'll pay for.
You bet we will.
And therein, Pam, is how small business owners, in my opinion, will be successful in the 21st century. We'll find the difference between what customers need and what they want. We'll get it for them, and we'll charge them for it.
Exactly. And they're willing to pay. Because, you know, when you play totally to the need part of the equation, I mean, you become just like Walmart. And
it's a commodity.
It's a commodity, and it's like the lowest cost and lowest price wins.
Right.
But that's not, you know, that's it. What we want to do is we want to elevate it and play to the emotion, play to the desire. That's really the luxury drive, whether it's a
right.
little luxury or big luxury.
The book is called Shopping, Why We Love It, How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience. Pam Danziger is the author. She's our good friend, and she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, the author of the brand new book called Shopping, Why We Love It and How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience. Pam, give us your website. Tell us where the book's available, please.
Okay. The website is unitymarketingonline.com, and you can click through there to amazon.com to order a copy. It's also available in Barnes & Nobles and Borders around the country and in other small bookstores. And we also, on my website, you can download the first chapter, so you don't have to buy it
right.
without seeing it. So you can have a taste of it. Yeah.
Thank you for letting us taste it before we buy it. That's a good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
And it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Right. And I'll tell you, it really is written for the retailer, the small retailer. I mean, there's a lot of information there that a big retailer can benefit from. But my heart and soul was really directed toward the small retailers when I wrote
right.
this, because they're the ones that are really struggling, and they don't have
the market research. They don't have the infinite resources that the big companies do.
No, they don't have legions of MBAs who do strategic planning. You know, they really need help, and they are what makes, you know, retail lively today, because it's the specialty retailers who have a passion for it and love their product. And, you know, as much as big companies, you know, do, and big retailers do a very good job, they just don't have the passion that the small small business does for what they're trying to do.
When I want people to think about how you feel, when folks think about how you feel when you think about something that you want or that you need. You, in these days, Pam, we have choices. Mm-hmm. In the old days, you know, back when I was a kid, there weren't that many choices. If you wanted something,
right. The
place that you went, the people you talked to, they were a big deal, but you didn't think about it being a big deal because it was the only place you went. It was like, okay, I need ketchup, I go get it from my grocer.
Right.
But today you got 129 places you can buy ketchup. And so if you want really special ketchup, then you want to think about the experience. You're thinking about, okay, I'm going to choose between 129 locations, and which one do I want? I'm going to pick out this one. Why am I doing that? Because they know my name. Because mm-hmm. it's not, I don't have to park and hike into the building. Because the last time I was there, they told me about a new kind of ketchup that came out. I mean, that's what people. That's the emotional part, isn't it, Pam?
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, we have seen, and I'm looking around. I live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's not, you know, we're about 50 miles from Philadelphia, so it's kind of a, you know, it's not a real small town, but a lot of people here commute into Philadelphia. And I'm looking around here, and when we first moved here 10 years or 15 years ago, it's been a long time. There was like very few places to shop. Today, almost on every corner, there's a store. I've got a big Walmart here, and I got a big grocery store there, and a big Giant here. I mean, I have so many choices, and I know this has happened all over the country. There's just this explosion of retail.
Yep.
And so the retailers that are going to win are the ones who, like you say, are going to appeal to the person and are going to relate to you personally. And again, the advantage to a small retailer who, you know, feels threatened and intimidated by these big guys, believe me, they are the Davids that can beat these Goliaths
if
they do it the right way. And that's your customer's name, get personally involved with them, really understand your community, and play to the emotion and play, you know, make shopping fun.
One customer at a time.
Yes.
And the thing about it, remember this, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this, Pam, when I speak to groups all the time, what if everybody in the two-county area where you live, what if every single person decided to do business with you this month? You couldn't handle it.
No.
You wouldn't be able to deal with it. And don't worry, they're not going to, but why would you try to imagine that you're a customer mill, you're just rolling them in and rolling them out? Why not love up every customer that comes in your building? That's how you're going to make a living, one customer at a time.
Right. Well, you know, one other thing I think that's real important for small business to recognize, too, is you're not appealing to the masses. You're not there to do everything for everybody. What you've got to do is find the right people to service, the right customer mm-hmm. base to service, because you've got a special point of view. You've got that's what we call niche marketing.
Right.
You go to the people that really respond to your message. So if you are selling luxury, I mean, ketchup's a good example, luxury ketchup that costs, $4 or $5 a bottle versus, you know, Heinz, which is, you know, 69 cents. You've got to find the right customer who's good. You know, you can't try to sell to the 69 cent Heinz customer.
That's exactly right.
You got to sell to the one that's inclined towards your product and inclined
you
toward your marketing
feel
message.
Like when they got there to pay, and they paid that money, they got something more than just the best ketchup.
Exactly.
They talked to a friend. They liked the environment. They liked where they were. They liked the whole experience.
And they got a taste of it. That one of the little retailers that we surveyed says, you know, that she has a specialty cheese and food, gourmet food store. And she says, everywhere you go in that store, there's a taste, something to taste. She says, if I can get it into people's mouths, I've got sale.
Oh, absolutely. I'm that way. Absolutely. No question about it. You know, folks, I really encourage you to find Pam's book, because if you're, and don't just think about this as retailers. I'm telling you, folks, this kind of thinking, Pam's kind of thinking about why people do business with you, especially this formula. I love this formula, Pam. I think this will open some eyes. Folks, I really encourage you to find it. It's called Shopping why we love it, and how retailers can create the ultimate customer experience is available at unitymarketing.com. Is that right?
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
UnityMarketingOnline.com. Check that out when you get a chance. You can read a whole chapter. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got a quick break. I'll be right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.